to day 38 of 40 days with Jesus. As Jesus shares these final few moments with his followers, he offers them a promise. It's the Father's promise. It's the promise that has echoed throughout the whole of the Bible story, tracing way back through the Old Testament story and now into the New Testament. There's a rising anticipation in the Old Testament that the Father is going to pour out his Spirit on all people. You can read that in Joel. And it seems like now we're getting to that moment. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was given to particular people at particular times for a particular purpose. But now here is the Father's promise, these final few moments of Jesus reiterating what was about to happen. And in Luke chapter 24 and verse 49, Jesus gave them this promise just to remind them of what was going to happen. He says in verse 48, "You are witnesses of these things, of what has gone on, of resurrection." And then verse 49, "I, Jesus, I'm going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." It's a beautiful phrase, isn't it? To be clothed with power. It's like something is going to wrap them up. Someone is going to put something on them to clothe them. The Greek word has this sense of sinking into a garment, the perfect fit. That's quite rare, isn't it? The perfect fit. But here is Jesus saying, no, this promise, this power is going to fit you perfectly. And of course, we know that on the day of Pentecost, 10 days after the ascension of Jesus, the Holy Spirit came and they were indeed clothed with power. In Acts chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, Jesus says again to them, "Wait for the gift my Father promised." You know, this is a gift. This is a present. This is something that is just going to be received because the Father is going to give it to you. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Again, this sense of immersion, of being wrapped up, of being full of. This is the Father's promise. We see echoes of this in the story of Elijah and Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 2, where Elisha picks up the prophet Elijah's cloak, which represented the fact that he was to continue to operate in the spirit and the power of Elijah. He actually received a double portion of the spirit in that moment. But here Jesus, like Elijah but greater, clothed with God's power, Jesus at his baptism, was mighty in word and deed, was about to ascend to heaven, and he's going to pass the cloak on, to pass the mantle on. He's going to clothe us with power from on high. And all he said to his followers on that day was, just wait. Wait and pray, and the promise will be fulfilled, and you will receive power. Power with a purpose. I don't know whether you've experienced power in any shape or form. The power of a jet engine lifting this huge weight off the runway. The power of something like Niagara Falls, where they even have to hold back some of the water because it would be too powerful. But they both pale into insignificance when we think about the power of the Holy Spirit and what is available to those who will trust the giver, trust the promise keeper. Perhaps today, as you wait, perhaps you could ask for the promise to be fulfilled in your life. Luke says, recording words of Jesus, Luke 11:13, "If you then, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? There's always room in our lives for more. More of what God has to give. So be open. Ask him to fill you again today, to give you what he's promised to all his followers. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the wonderful promise of the Holy Spirit. Today I ask you to fill me and refill me to overflowing. Let your Holy Spirit seep into every part of my life, all that I do and all that I am. In Jesus' name, amen.